Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This program is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information, a comprehensive study out of my home state, University of Illinois. There is no difference in animals fed biotech grain and those fed conventional grains. Safety is not an issue. Biotech scores again. For more information, see the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary.
This program is by telephone today. I'm on a ranch in Teton County, Wyoming. Been on a horse every day for the past week. And the sun has shone every day also, illuminating the beautiful Teton mountain range, backgrounded by a deep blue western sky. Makes me think of the multitudes of people that are congested in the big, smoke-filled cities. They find it difficult to relate to their neighbors of rural and small-town America. Out here in the country, as is the case in Mississippi, Kentucky, Nebraska, Kansas, all of the country, there's a strong sense of independence, a rejection of overregulation, a love of nature, and a community attachment, neighbor to neighbor, with county fairs and 4-H shows. Not that others don't care about these kinds of things, but rural people live them every day. They don't want some government bureaucrat to take their guns away. They jealously guard their private property rights. They don't like outside groups such as environmental extremists telling them what they can and cannot do. They have a way of life that they want to protect. Reading USA Today paper, I saw where President Bush feels so comfortable and relaxed on his Texas ranch, riding in his pickup truck with his dog, listening to country music on the radio. I can relate to that. Whether I am on my farm in Illinois, on a ranch here in Wyoming, or at a meeting of the seed industry in Michigan, as I was last week, it's clear that there's a battle raging in this country, rural and small-town America, trying to preserve a way of life that is threatened by government intrusion, business consolidation, and loss of farms. This struggle doesn't stop at the city limits, like a web from small-town America to the nation's capital. I see it every day as members of Congress search for ways to protect the way of life and fight the forces that want to impose change. As I ride this afternoon, I'll once again be reminded that rural America has something very special it's worth fighting for. Until next week, I am John Block in Wyoming.